Patricia Hemphill's story comes to us from San Francisco StoryCorps. Hemphill was very young when it dawned on her that she had a big dream for her future. But that dream wasn't well received by her teacher at the time, Ms. Hart. Hemphill tells us this story in an interview with her mother, Anise.
Do you remember in second grade and we went up to the office because Ms. Hart said that I couldn't be the president?
Yes, I do. I remember that.
I hope she's still alive. You know, it's been a long time, but I think that I raised my... We were talking about what we wanted to be when we grew up, and we were going around the class, and I said that I wanted to be the president. And I think I said the first black female president, mm-hmm. something like that. And she said, well, Patricia, there's never been a black person as a president, and there's never been a woman as a president. So that would be difficult for you to do. It was just very discouraging. I don't know how you would do that. And I kind of, I think at that moment, second grade was sort of a tumultuous time because we were at the same time fighting to get a Martin Luther King holiday mm-hmm. and protesting. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't, it hadn't totally dawned on me that I wasn't a candidate. I would never be a candidate. Mm-hmm. Black women weren't presidents. It didn't quite dawn on me yet. I probably only knew the president that was a president at the time. And so I felt kind of crushed, and I went home and I told my mom about what had happened. And my mom, being the warrior for me that she's always been, marched up to the school, and we had a meeting with the principal and the teacher to talk about that. But I got scared when it came time to talk about what happened, because I realized that I was going to have to be in this woman's class for the rest of the year. So I just kind of was like...
I think she got a... Don't you think she had a bad respect for you after?
Yeah, she got reprimanded. That. And she ended up calling me over the summer and wanting to take me to the library. And yeah.
Yeah, I think that once she realized, you know, that your family and, you know, we encourage rather than discourage. And mm-hmm. she... Her whole attitude kind of changed towards you then, you know.
And when we did the Martin Luther King, it wasn't yet a holiday when I was in the second grade, and I remember you and Dad took me to City Hall, and we were marching outside mm-hmm. in front of City Hall, and I didn't have the day off from school, but you took me mm-hmm. there, and I think that is the beginning of my politicizing.
Well, you remember when
when I went back to school after the MLK day, mm-hmm. Ms. Hart was like, where were you yesterday? And I said, well, we went. And I remember I said it succinctly. I was like, we went and protested for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And she said, well, it's not a holiday here. And I was like, whatever, lady. It's a holiday in my house.